right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM, as we celebrate in studio with Professor George Wajakoya. And we will learn more about this incredible man and what he has in plans for the country should he become... what is it? Fifth president of the great republic that we live in here in Kenya.
Now, you know, all jokes aside, guys are so excited, and we are very excited to have you right here at 98.4 Capital FM. But Professor, I have to say, listen, the thing is this, right? I would urge you to lower that.
Sure.
Because actually, Professor Wajakoya, I don't want the discussion around a herb to take away from what an accomplished accomplished scholar you are. You have done amazing things. You hold, correct me if I'm wrong, you hold an LLB from the University of Wolverhampton, an LLM from University of Warwick, from the University of Baltimore, an advanced diploma in French from the University of Burundi. The list goes on and on. You teach, you taught, you learnt, and then you taught at, you teach at School of Oriental and African Studies at the University of London. Like, just what have you not done? It's incredible.
Thank you very much for inviting me today. I'm so excited. I wish I could speak in my own mother tongue. And I can hear my own feelings. I mean good feelings. It's not only teaching as an adjunct professor at SOAS. I also went to school in SOAS. You have also forgotten Baltimore.
Yes.
Where I recently got my Master of Philosophy in law as part of my second PhD. The first was honorary by the state of California when Schwarzenegger was actually getting out of the office. And there's more that you have not looked into, but you can look into it as we proceed.
Well, the thing is that there are a lot of reports about your upbringing, your early
yes.
years, and it was not an easy time at all for you, Professor.
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit about your early formative years.
When my mother bore me, she bore me for 10 and a half months. And that raised suspicion because it was said that 16 cows had been exchanged for a dowry. And what was she carrying in the stomach? So when I was born, I was already born as a reject. And my mom was rejected and chased away. I and my little sister, Jen, who unfortunately has lost 6 kids because of other things that we shall come into, had to find out what to do because we were rejected, given the fact that my mom bore me for 10 and a half months, which was very much unusual. To an African tradition, that is witchcraft, is a witch. So I was born with a big head, with a lot of things in that big head. And many years down the line, became a street boy in Nairobi, stayed in River Road, which was known as Grogon Road, lived with the mercies of God, if God was there at that particular time, had the likes of Dr. Leakey and his brother Philip Leakey, always bringing food for us in Nairobi River, just next to the museum. And then I landed into Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna religion, which I profess until today. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm the first black priest in Hare Krishna to be ordained by the founder, Srila Prabhupada. I've read the Bhagavad Gita. I do puja in the morning. I am vegetarian to the letter. I wear tilak. I do my dhoti, and I do puja every morning. And that's how I've been able to survive. I've gone to 115 temples around the world.
Wow.
And at the moment, I'm the most senior, most Hare Krishna priest. I could bet to be the Swami. I could have reached the ranks of Swami if I was still living in the temple. But at the moment, I'm just who I am.
You are who you are, Professor Wajakoya, which is why I kind of... Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I feel like the leading, everyone's so excited. Oh, he's the guy who wants to legalize weed. He wants to legalize bang. And I'm like, no, he's so much more than that. Do you regret having that as your sort of headlining act?
Well, people have called me a madman, and even Jesus was called a madman. Plato was called a madman. Foucault, my greatest theorist from France, was called a mad person. Professor Upendra Bakshi, my godfather in education, was called a madman. So we can have a madman. And that's why I visited Jamaica. That's why I go to Cuba. In Jamaica, which has legalized weed, we have the least number of mad people in Jamaica than we have them in the Madare Hospital. So this euphoria of bang, was something that was brought in as a dichotomy of mission and vision of those who came to transform Africa using the Bible.
And when you talk about legalizing weed, it's not just, yeah, let's legalize weed so everyone can smoke weed. There's a spiritual theory and an economic theory behind it as well.
In India, weed has been used as part of Lord Krishna's healing powers for many years. I'm talking of 300 years. Lord Shiva in India commingled and commixed cow milk with weed powder.
Yeah, I've got some friends who do that as well. And also, yes, by the way, it was Indian indentured servants who brought marijuana to Jamaica.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, I have to thank them very much because there's that myopic kind of feelings within we in Africa, especially our mental status has not developed that advancement. Canada today is manufacturing planes from hemp. Canada last year alone got $484 billion from this product. The issue here is not smoking, but even if it was, so what? In a controlled environment, regulated environment, just like it's done in the US. In New York, we have regulated areas.
Right.
Marijuana and hemp today is used for armaments. All these computers you see, the fabric that uses the strongest fiber in the military equipment is from hemp.
Right.
The paper that is manufactured from hemp, which grows only for 6 months, is the finest fiber in the whole world, is from hemp. A tree grows for 20 years for you to get paper out of it. Now, if you look at hemp or if you look at marijuana, it grows naturally. It cannot be eaten by animals unless they want to be drunk. Neither can insects insexualize the product. It's used for lotion, medicinal, all other purposes. Look at Tanzania. People may not know that even today in Tanzania, members of parliament are telling the country, let's legalize this and get out of tropical hygiene in agricultural meandering.
And also, yes, when we think about countries like Lesotho, for example, now their economy, I wouldn't say stabilized, but is much more stable because their biggest export now in terms of cash crop is, in fact, marijuana.
Look at Malawi. The president of Malawi 2 weeks ago came and said, we are going to uproot all this tobacco nonsense. Mm. We have to replace it with what is productive to the Malawians, which can make the Malawians not to have debt and reliance. Look at Uganda. Museveni signed an accord with the Israeli government for the military to come in and grow it for purposes of engineering their military equipment. Look at Zimbabwe. Just 3 days ago, President Mnangagwa, as he's called, stole my dream. I was asleep and he came into my head and said, hey, please, before you go too much, let me have it. Look at Rwanda. Do you think those people are mad? Look at Canada, for example. Look at US today has decriminalized it from federal offenses. States are growing it. I live in the US. I live in the UK. I've seen what it is to make these great nations go and prosper. But here, somebody came in and said, oh, that's not good for you. But what about cigarettes? Look at the packet of cigarette today. They have put your lungs there. If you smoke me, you look like this. So everything in excess, including sex, too much sex, you can die. You saw what the senator died the other day here, and I'm not going to name him today. If you drink too much water, your stomach can burst.
Yeah.
Let us face reality and get Kenyan out of debt. Look right at the Chinese with this metal box.
Yeah.
This metal they have built from Mombasa to Naivasha, which has put hundreds of businessmen out of employment. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of businessmen who had collaterals. Hundreds of businessmen in transport and infrastructure who are actually relying on transporting their goods right from the port to the greater African nations. Somebody comes from China, signs an accord in China, does not ask the Kenyans on economic participation, which is very clear in the Constitution. You want to constitute me, you want to develop me, ask me how you want me to be developed. You come in because of bureaucracy and bilateral agreements. A civil servant who is not even an electoral official coming in and saying, oh, today China has accepted to give us this, but you are not telling us about the collateral. Is it the port of Mombasa, like what happened in Sri Lanka? Is it the port of Lusaka, like what has happened in Zambia? Is it Mozambique? Beira Port, like what has happened in Mozambique? Or is it?
Mm.
Wow, Professor George Wajakoya on 98.4 Capital FM. It's always a learning day here on your best mix of music, your best mix of guests. And see, it's just this kind of thinking of like, oh, you just kind of get high and sit around. But actually, a lover, not a fighter, a philosopher, a learned individual. Professor, please stay. We will be right back after this.
Capital FM 98.4 Capital FM, as we chat with Professor George Wajakoya about one policy, but you have many policies and many changes you would make to the current way things are going in this country. What are some of the other, besides the legalization of marijuana, which we will talk about again in a few minutes, what are some of the other policies and things that you see would be the right way, right direction for the country?
First of all, I have to thank the Belgium government for having again come into my dreams and stolen some of the policies I have. We shall have a four-day working day a week.
Right.
4 days.
Right.
24-hour working economy. 24 hours. Mm. And then we shall have shifts of 8 hours, where we shall have work production to going up to 96 hours instead of 72, which mm-hmm. means that one person will be added. We shall have to add 3 more people, which means we shall increase production by increasing the number of employment, by increasing them to the number of the working hours from 72 to 96. That is number one. Number two, single parents, divorcees, will have enough time to co-share for their families on that particular day. Remember, it's a 24-hour work economy and 8-hour shift. We lose nothing. Number three, Muslims will have to have their prayer fully on Fridays, because we have so many Muslims who work in government, but they don't have time to go to pray. But the time they go to pray is the time they're supposed to go for lunch. How do you expect this person to be productive? And how many Muslims are we talking about who are working in the country?
Many.
Now, if Seventh-day Adventists go to church on Saturday, the whole Saturday, and then Christians go to church on Sunday, the whole Sunday, what about Muslims? That's why I want to abrogate this constitution and ask Kenyans to look into it and say, hey, they talk of freedom of conscience, freedom of reality, freedom of fundamental freedoms, but where is the freedom for religion for every Kenyan in equal terms? What about pagans? The so-called pagans, people who are told, oh, these are bank smokers, these people will not go to God. The people Jesus would come for, even if he came back today, they should also have their own freedom day. The right to choose your religion should not be compulsory. We have this issue of discrimination. Now, that is on employment. The Chinese will have to pack and go, because those Chinese who work here are not legitimate. They cannot pass a legitimate test to work in the UK. Neither can they pass through the labor certification in the US. They can't speak English. They can't speak Swahili. How they are brought in to till on our roads, we don't know. Same, again, policy on employment. We have so many Kenyan graduates who have graduated in engineering, who when put together with the Department of Engineering Brigade in the Kenya Army, they would transform the engineering services of this country to another level. Look at Uhuru Park. Who built Uhuru Park? Was this battalion, the Kenya Army Battalion on Engineering. They went and built a place for civilians to sit. Somebody will come up and say, no, Army officers should be confined to the barracks. I'll remove them from the barracks and ask them to come and help me to restructure our infrastructure, including our Kenyan economies, putting the Chinese factor out of it, telling them to go because we have enough manpower. Number two, and on top of that, when it comes to corruption, I'll have zero tolerance on corruption. I am not just saying I'm going to. I've never been corrupt myself. I've not even been taken to court for a single day. Fiber, which comes from marijuana, after introduction of the death penalty through the so-called constitution, if Kenyans want to be like Singapore or want to be like China, where the Chinese... I'll start with Japan before I go to the point I was trying to make. In Japan, if you consider yourself to be corrupt, you commit suicide. In China, they hang you. In Europe, they jail you. In Kenya, you go to parliament.
That's so true.
Now, with that synopsis,
yeah,
I'm going to introduce death penalty, and I will have special tribunals with military officers who are trained in law. I'll also put military officers in every important aspect of my government, because Uhuru did it recently by mm-hmm. putting somebody in Nairobi City. Look at how the city is being transformed. Uhuru did it recently by putting somebody in Kenya Meat Commission. Look at it. So corruption, I will have zero tolerance on corruption. I'm going to remove men and women from our barracks to come and help transform this country and push it to another level.
Okay.
Number four, I'm going to privatize almost every sector of the government. In the U.S., where I also practice as an attorney, leave alone U.K., where I do my business as a lawyer, you'll find out that the United States economy and the U.K. economy all have been transformed into privatization to increase profit, work production, whereby if you go to work in the morning, you know that you're going to work, you know that you're going to be paid for what you're working for. But here, if you look at Kilimo House, and I'm told that Raila has already appointed his cabinet from the usual characters. I've seen it. Usual people, which means that Kenyans will never have a chance of getting into those things that I'm trying to advocate for. Why would somebody travel from Thika, go to work in the Ministry of Agriculture up here, and then in the morning, coffee, tea time comes in, lunchtime you see these guys with sticks coming from kiosks after eating, and then go to the office for 1 hour and then go home? Let us privatize those sections.
Professor, why aren't you based here? We need you here. Why aren't you based here?
I'm in Kenya and I have a law firm here.
So you're splitting your time between US, UK and Kenya?
Yes, but mostly now, most of the time I'm here.
I hope so. If you're asking for a vote, you need to be here. Now, do you not think that you're a Rastafarian? You identify as a Rastafarian?
Even my children, my kids are British, born and raised in British. All of them are in that culture. And I've seen them grow as Rastas. And I was even involved in that Rastafarian case in UK, where they went to court to be recognized.
That's right. I remember this. Yes.
And I was like, well, when the House of Lords came up with the proclamation that they were not old enough, they have not been there for more than 60 years, they were not fit to be. But Jah says, no, what God has anointed cannot be emancipated by man. So I support them, I'm part of their team, and that's why you see me this way.
And as a Rastafarian, do you practice the Rastafarian traditions, one of which, of course, is smoking marijuana?
Well, I will smoke on the first day because it's not compulsory that you go to smoke.
Right. So you don't smoke?
I have never smoked. Okay. But on the day I'm sworn in, trust me, and the day we legalize, I swear to God, I will smoke a joint at State House to remove the demons that have been there causing havoc in this country, and then I'll end up in Parliament also smoking.
But Professor Ojukwe, if you don't smoke marijuana, you're advocating for the legalization of weed as an economic tool?
Definitely. I've seen what happens in Canada, where I also practice. I've seen what happens in other parts of the world. South Africa has legalized. Morocco legalized. And the worst part of it is that Morocco doesn't have the soil to grow marijuana, but they imported seed from Uganda.
Yes, and then North Africa does have a great way. It's called drip irrigation, where they've actually mastered it. Egypt, Morocco, where they can actually grow. They grow better than we grow here with absolutely the wrong climate, which is incredible. When you do, or if you do become president of the Republic, Schwaz and I would like to be invited on your swearing in, if that's all right.
Everybody will come as a Kenyan. Everyone will come as a Kenyan. And those who have come to realize that I'm sane like you have.
But it's true, though. And I think that Davina made a very valid point. We see you as the weed-smoking, legalize-it candidate. When we sit with you, we see that there's so much depth and so much knowledge and so much passion for this country that I don't think I've seen from anyone else vying for any position of power within the country.
Sorry, I have to. I'm dying. I'm fangirling. Let me ask you this: you've just got your PhD in philosophy.
No,
your master's.
I've got an MPhil because I became the best student at Walden University, and instead of getting the PhD, they gave me an MPhil in advance so that I can finish my PhD, my second PhD.
What is your second PhD in?
Criminal justice and public policy. Censoring into immigration, Section 289 Immigration Act, U.S. Immigration Act, 1990s. Capital FM.
emancipate yourself from mental slavery, where we have been in Kenya for the past many years, has been a state of mental slavery, I think, is what is part of a message that I'm getting from you, Professor. And also, to change that, we need change.
Definitely, we need to change our mindsets.
But that's the thing, Professor George Wajakoya, not just the dude who wants to legalize weed, he holds 12 law degrees, 10 law degrees, he worked his way through university, paying for his own school fees as a grave digger and a security guard in London, traveled and practiced in Canada, US, UK. The thing is, do you worry sometimes that what you're espousing is too progressive? We are too entrenched in corruption. We have sold our souls to the Chinese. We are ruined and there is no way back.
Well, about my own security, I really don't care, because when I was in prison here for the crime that I never committed, when I was jailed, I was used to be taken to city mortuary at night. Then they would remove the blindfolder for me to see dead bodies. So I'm used to this kind of thing. I don't need no security from anybody apart from God. Number two, the person we are fighting in this country is Satan in a human being. A lot of people you see in suits talking to Kenyans or wanting to transform their future are all satanic in their minds. They are so selfish. They are suffering from greed and myopesis. There are people who, when you look at what Raila has done yesterday by appointing a cabinet from the same lunars, what exactly do you expect somebody who is categorized like myself, people who belong to the world of bang, world of no emancipation, where do you expect these young men and women who are in the streets to go? Where is their hope? You find Ruto coming up with the issues of Musalia Mudavadi and 70%. Come on, you Kenyans, wake up and wake up and wake up now. If you want to stay where you are, keep on staying. It's your choice. Look at the lunacy. You have to recycle the same people. Same people driving them big cars, making choices that are irrevocable. Somebody having security guards. Police officers are supposed to guard property and lives, not to guard men and women in suits and in their own pajamas. What is wrong with our people? In England, the Queen of England is only driven by a chaplain, one person. If you look at ministers or cabinet secretaries in the UK, they walk without bodyguards. When will you have land free? Look at the cabinet of Raila yesterday. No Asian. How much do Asians do in this country? 96% of manufacturing, which puts food on 9.2 million Kenyans and their families every month. Nobody wants to look at them. If you look at UK, the Chancellor of Exchequer, who is likely to become the Prime Minister of UK, is Asian. The Home Secretary in UK, Ms. Patel, Asian. Mm. The Minister for Health, Asian. The Mayor of London, Asian. The Vice President in the US, Asian. The Minister for Defense in Canada, Asian. Why? Because they work so hard and they have revamped the economies of those countries. That's why in Roots Party, I've recognized Asians as not because they are Asians. And I'm not saying all Asians are good people. There are those who are like Chinese. So are Africans. But the thing is, what are we going to do? The Secretary General of my party is Asian. Why? Do we also look at Asians as fugitives in their own country?
Yeah. And Professor Wajakoya, I'm just nominating this Mzungu. I'll also join Roots Party because we also need some representation.
Yes, 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 definitely. You join today.
Yes.
I will apportion you something to fight for this country.
Wonderful.
Because this is your country. If Leakey was still alive and in good shape, a person who was also one of my godfathers, the father of Samira who was with me in SOAS, I would name SOAS as one of the ministers. They fought. They are fighting. Why are you here? Because you remained here. Why couldn't you go where you're supposed to go? You're welcome.
98.4 Capital FM. See, that's the thing. I love that there is an alternative and there is a progressive mindset and something different if you are tired of the usual. Thank you so much, Professor Wajakoya. Now, finish the sentence for me, please. The root of all evil is?
Of course, it's evil. The root of all evil is evil. That is corruption and greed, as you said.
Yes, there we go. Thank you, Professor. It has been an absolute honor, eye-opening. We are following your story. You are welcome back here anytime. Capital FM.